Welcome to this grounding practice called Finding the Soles of Your Feet. Research has shown us that it can be more helpful to bring our attention to sensations in the body to calm strong emotions rather than focusing solely on controlling the breath. This straightforward practice can be helpful to use in times of stress and can be a really helpful tool when you want to establish a sense of calm, especially when you're experiencing strong emotions, anxiety, or panic. It's helpful to practice this when you don't need it so that you can rely on it when you do. This practice can be an add-on to your regular meditation or used on its own. It can be done while standing or sitting. Regardless of the posture that you take, it's important that your feet are flat against the floor and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. Now we're going to check in with our bodies and warm up by bringing our attention to our shoulders, which can often become tense throughout the day. First, bring your shoulders up towards your ears. Then squeeze your shoulder blades together at your back and roll the shoulder blades back down and let them drop. And we're going to do this one more time if it feels right for you. We're going to bring the shoulders up, squeeze the shoulder blades together in the back, roll them down a bit, and then just let them drop into position. And if it's in a position that feels right for you, you can just leave them there. Briefly, bring your attention to your hands, noticing if there's any tension there and seeing if it's possible to soften them. If you're sitting down, you might want to place the hands palms down on your thighs or palms up. If you're standing, see if it's possible to just let them rest at your side. And now that you're in position, let's bring our attention all the way down to the soles of the feet. Noticing the sensation of the floor underneath the feet. Noticing how solid it is. Noticing what it feels like to have your feet supported by this solid surface. Allowing the floor to support you. Now bring your attention to the parts of the soles of the feet that are connecting with the floor. Noticing your heels, the outer edges of your feet, the balls of your feet, your toes. Noticing if there's any difference in pressure against the floor from your big toes all the way over to your little toes. Noticing if your arches are touching or not touching the floor. Bringing your attention gently back to the soles of your feet if it wanders away. Just come on back, find the soles of your feet, and begin again. You may need to do this several times throughout this practice, and that's pretty normal. We're just checking out what's going on down there in the soles of our feet. Noticing if there's any sensations, maybe numbness or tingling, or nothing at all. Noticing sensations of temperature. Are they cool or are they warm? Noticing any sensations that are related to what might be around your feet. Maybe you are wearing socks. Perhaps it's a slipper or a shoe. Just noticing what it's like to have these things resting against your feet. Bringing your attention back again and again whenever it wanders off. Allowing the breath to be however it is. No need to breathe in any particular way, but if it feels right for you to take a brief, deep breath, feel free to do so. And if you'd like, just let it be the way that it is right now. That's okay too. Now we're going to bring our attention back to the soles of the feet. And while standing or sitting, we're going to lift the ball and the toes of the right foot just gently up, lifting that front of that foot up an inch or so off the floor and leaving the right heel on the floor. Your left foot remains flat on the floor. And now you're going to place the front of your right foot back down and lift the front of the left foot up just a little bit, about an inch or so, keeping that left heel on the floor. And now putting the front of the left foot back down again, raising the front of the right foot again. Doing a slow, gentle pedaling motion. Nice and easy, right foot, then the left. And feeling what it feels like to be here, mostly still, with this gentle motion, bringing your attention back again and again to the sensation of the movement in the feet. And now if your eyes have been closed, slowly open them up. Bring your gaze to the upper visual plane. That means as we stare straight out ahead of us, we're just going to direct our gaze up a little bit. So if you're in a room, you may be looking at the upper part of your wall. There's no need to shift your chin. We're just adjusting our gaze upward a little bit. And as your feet are gently pedaling, look around and take a little inventory of what it is that you see. Collecting a little data. Maybe you see a clock or a picture. Just noting it. No need to judge or analyze it, just noticing what is there. Taking a moment to look around, to check out your surroundings. What is here right now? Grounding yourself in this present moment, where you are right now. Allowing yourself to just breathe and be. Now, directing your attention back to the soles of the feet and allowing them to rest still against the floor. Noticing the contact points against the floor, the support of the floor, the sensations in the feet. Building confidence in your ability to calm down that neurological storm that happens when we are feeling strong emotions. Knowing that you are building your ability to do this wherever you are, you come fully equipped to manage in these storms. Now, when you're ready, just wiggle the fingers a little bit, nice and slow. Maybe move your toes a bit. Stretch if your body feels like stretching. opening the eyes again if they've closed. And maybe see if you can approach the next few moments slowly and with awareness, strengthening your ability to give yourself the space to meet whatever shows up in your day with a greater sense of balance. Thank you so much for joining me in this practice.